Suzanne Bliss, reporting live once again from the this time the Lord Jersey Cup final. Being the roving reporter that I am, I've braved the abandoned prams, broken bottles and syringes to reach Bicester Town FC for Dennington Town versus Highfield Old Boys. The lineup's just being announced. The team's lining up for their photographs with the officials. And obviously, it's Dennington Town's last chance of glory, really, this season. Combination of poor fixture scheduling and badly timed injuries have meant that their slim title chances have been written off in the last couple of weeks. But if you can hear the announcement, full squads being read out, photographs taken. Kick off about 5 minutes away. And it's a blazingly hot day here in the wonderful town of Bicester. Under the shadow of the Tesco Metro. And a cloud in the sky. Still taking the photographs. Some playful fighting from the opposition. Getting to looking cool and composed. As well they might be. Although completely outclassed by Tane Town in the Oxfordshire Junior Shield final. This is much more a case of teams on pretty equal footing. So it's Dennington Town versus Highfield Old Boys. Just the pleasantries at the beginning of the match, the shaking of hands, the taking off of jewellery, dispensing of guns and knives, and really, really composed and stern looks on those Dennington faces. And a mascot being ordered off the field. And we're just shaking hands with the officials now. And of course, everyone's delighted to see that one of the officials taking charge is Mr. Joe Fennell. And they walk to the centre circle. Joe looking a bit more slimline these days. Caught the sun clearly. Maybe the sun will be in his eyes for the majority of the usually questionable decisions made by the man in question. I really can't overemphasize how blazing hot this sun is. A little bit of mercy with a cool breeze. And we're about to commence a minute's silence. Apologise for not knowing the name of the person in question, but apparently a Steeper Laston player who tragically died recently. So I'll cut off the broadcast for a minute.
In the day, I did not know what to look for in my new beau, so I would just settle for guys I should never even have dated. But now I know better, because I've experienced all types of relationships. Now I know what I need, so I shall just speak my dream guy into real life with me.
Live from Bicester Town FC. and the team's just lining up in their opposing halves, preparing for kickoff. And just to go through the Bennington Town squad lineup: Barry Debenham, Paul Franklin, Patrick Gardner, Rowan Waddlow, Jack Davis, Matt Garthen, Tim Spencer, Joe Thornton, Jordan Kay, Luke Thornton, Andrew England, Mark Rouse, Steve Fleming, Tom Stevens, Mike Large, and the unforgettable Josh Peruzzi. Apologise for any potential wind disturbance and the fact that the sun's in my eyes. It's very difficult from this gantry to actually tell who's in possession right now. I'll endeavour to get a better view for the people who can't be here. For now, we're just about to kick off. Dennington Town versus Highfield Old Boys, the final of the North Jersey Cup final on this blazingly hot Easter Bank Holiday Monday. And let's see if we can get a better view of proceedings. Just about to cut off here. And Reddington Town in black and white, kicking from right to left in the first half. And we're off. Reddington Town kick off, and brought to the high field straight in possession. Right hand touchline, played back to the centre half, into Reddington territory. And cleared well by Rowan Wardlow, just kicked by Paul Franklin. And all kept in play because of lucky bounces, and Highfield had possession but missed control themselves. Paul Franklin keeps the ball in, gives the ball away again. But good strength from Martin Garner and out of play. And throw to Highfield deep in Dennington territory. Past the same crowd here. And a mixture of, and that's just straight to Barry Devon, and a good mixture of Highfield, Dennington, and the assorted husbands, wives, stroke brothers, sisters, the different contingent. And it's gone out for a comfortable goal kick to Dennington. A pretty decent view now on the Dennington half. Barry Devon lines up for the kick. And got a save. Lovely conditions here, actually. The grass looks a very nice length here at Bicester Town. No particular divots.
Thank you.
we're back. Apologise for being cut off. Weak signal or... Anyway, technological issues. But we're back here at Bicester Town FC. Luckily, you just haven't missed any pertinent action. There were a couple of scrambles in the Jennington box as they've started slow as usual. But now there's a bit of pressure in the deep in the high field half, but their defenders deal with that admirably. Lay it across the box, and it's laid out to midfield, and there's no pressure, really. But the ball well intercepted by Martin Gardner, but that's a poor pass, and eventually scrambled up was thrown into high field. So, Eddie's a little bit sleepy, as they usually are in the opening few minutes. Hopefully they can recover their composure, because Highfield have a free kick right on the halfway line, and no doubt this will be clouded high and long, as it is, deep into the box. Oh, and a clearance from Steve Fleming that I'm glad there was a strong referee judging that, because like a combination of chest and potentially arm, but got away with it. Decent interception from Steve Fleming. Dennington have a throw now. Into the Highfield half, nodded straight back, nodded back again, and again, little game head tennis. Highfield have possession, and that's a really good through ball. Highfield on the left-hand side, poor cross, and an even poorer clearance, really. And Martin Gunner just embarrassingly sliced that out for a corner to Highfield. Dennington under pressure early on. Need to get the tin hats on. We've got what looks like Paul Franklin and Tim Spencer on the post. And Dennington haven't covered the short corner. And it's delivered. No, it's cut back to the corner taker. And he has time for a cross, does he? Stands it up. Oh, and it's dangerous. Headed back. Controlled. Oh, lovely from Highfield, but went in from Jack Davis, and Dennington can counter now if Martin Garner finds the right ball. He doesn't. He's challenged and it's out of play. Paul Franklin's going to take this one. And, haven't seen much at all from Dennington at the moment, but fortunately they stay composed where it counts. That's a bit of an aimless long ball from Dennington. Headed out comfortably by Highfield, taken down by the number two. That's going to go out. There it is, and he's kept it in. A little bit of composure in central midfield at last. Rowan Wadlow throws it wide to Steve Fleming. Can he find a pass? He can. It's pretty poor control. Highfield win the ball back, but Tim Spencer's challenging. Oh, very composed. Hoof forward from Highfield. And again, they're on the break on the left-hand side. Under pressure this time, though. He won't have time for a cross, but he's done a nutmeg. And luckily for Dennington, there was doubling up from Jack Davis. Cleared, but again, straight to a Highfield player, and it's sprayed wide. That's a very nice expansive ball from Highfield. Joe Thornton's jockeying on the left-hand side, but it's backheeled. Now Paul Franklin should have control of this. Good pressure, and an excellent challenge from Paul Franklin. Apologies if there was any questionable language there. And Highfield get the ball back in play. Nice pass, miscontrolled, and Highfield on the edge of the box, but there's going to be a challenge, and Steve Fleming loops it clear. Highfield trying to take control. Cute little pass in behind for Jordan Kay. Number four covers well. Under pressure from Jordan Kay now. Can he clear? He can. Flicked on by number two. Dennington can't get the ball under control. Tim Spencer half wins it, but Highfield have possession again. Jack Davis misses the 50-50, flicked on again, and goal side on the left-hand side. But good covering in the end. He's cut back inside, though, and a missed control at the vital time, and Dennington bring it out. Highfield attack again, right-hand side this time.
Great ball.
And despite what you might have heard, it was a pretty poor cross, far too deep, and drifts out of play. For a safe goal kick to Dennington. So, as I say, this is really Dennington Town's last chance of silverware this season. An unfortunate, we say unfortunate, fixed the scheduling pile up, but it seems to happen every single season when teams are given weeks off in the early weeks of the season, which then see weeks with fixtures get called off due to extreme weather conditions, and it happens every single season, but the fixture secretary seems to be taken aback every single time it happens. So Dennington have had to play a ludicrous number of games, twice, sometimes three times a week, and this has ruined their title charge, particularly missing integral components of the team at the moment, like Luke Thornton and Simon Hall. Anyway, much of a muchness. There's a final 3-1 here, and Paul Frank has a vital interception there, right on the edge of the box, and played one against Paul Frank. He's got a bit of time. Is he going to look up? It's a nice little ball. That's with Joe Thornton. He's turned his man, but can't keep control of the ball, and it's out of play. I don't know if you caught me earlier, but pretty nice conditions here at Bicester Town. Grass is a very nice length. It's grown a little bit, but it's clearly been trimmed within the last week. A bit dusty in the goalkeeper's 6-yard box, as you might expect, but definitely better conditions than the majority of average Sunday league pitches, Saturday league pitches. And the ball's on the left-hand side, a bit of a scramble, out of play. And it's definitely looking a lot more even than the Junior Shield final. Every chance that Dennington could make this game theirs. Plus if they stop this dangerous passing from Highfield, and they bundled through, and fortunately the ball ran through to Barry Debenham, but Dennington have really got to watch these Paul's goal side of the right and left back. And Highfield again given a bit too much time in centre mid, and Tim Spencer cynically takes out his man for a free kick right and halfway. Referee quite possibly in his right to give a yellow card, brandish a yellow card for that. How cynical that challenge was. Clearly couldn't get anywhere near the ball, but really gets the benefit of the doubt. And the ball's out on Dennington's right hand flank. Not much to report at the moment. A few scrambles in the Dennington Town box, but there's not been another really potent action. Once again, the ball's bouncing around like a pinball in the centre midfield. Highfield get the foot on it. And again, no, that's clearly offside. And this time, Ivan's made a good call. It was a dangerous ball goal side, but clearly the player at least 2 yards, maybe more, in advance of the man. And bizarrely, the referee decided to overrule that decision and give a free kick to Highfield Old Boys deep in Dennington territory. So, well, we'll see if this is a decision that Dennington lived to rue. As Highfield line it up. Send it into the sky. Barry Debenham comes for it and only gets a hand to it. And Paul Franklin needs to be sharp, and he is. Well cleared. It's headed back in, but player's clearly offside. Barry Debenham probably should have come to get it, but Paul Franklin hooks it clear. Joe tries to complete the clearance, but doesn't. The ball smashed back in the air. Where's this going to land? Well taken down, but cleared by Debenham. And Highfield, number two, with a bit of time on the ball, aimlessly into the middle. Martin Gardner carelessly gives the ball away. Played in well, but a little bit too long. Slides out of play for goalkeeper to Dennington. And Barry Debenham could possibly have been a little bit more authoritative on those couple of claims. But going to live to fight another day. Debenham lines up a mule kick to centre mid. And no Dennington player challenges. And a high foot up possession again, but men are swarming around him in a defensive formation Sun Tzu would be proud of. And Highfield working the ball along the left flank, but again, Dennington in numbers. Moves forward again, just about on side, but this could be dangerous. And the man's turned, and a challenge has been missed, and he's kept his feet. And it's a fantastic finish. And Highfield have taken the lead a really unfortunate moment for the Danger Town defence, who had at least two opportunities to either wipe the man out or, better yet, obviously take the ball cleanly. Miserable attempt at challenges, and the big blonde centre forward showing quick feet, swerving one way then the other, and sliding it past Barry Devon from close range. It's 1-0 to Highfield Old Boys. Devastating start for Bennington Town, but we all know the courage and resilience that's encoded in the DNA of these Warriors. So, mop off the sweat and kick off again. And here we go. And Steve Fleming almost had his toes taken off by a late challenge, but Bennington have a bit of possession on the right flank. Not a lot of pressure. Back to Steve Fleming, who's just about recovered. Not the greatest of passes. The ball's gone loose on the edge of the box. Highfield play it out. Lose possession, though. And this is Martin Gardner. And that's pretty dismal. Is the best way to sum that up. Straight out of play. And it's Highfield goal kick. Hopefully there'll be some brighter news to report back home. But at the moment, it's not looking great for Dennington. The sun is shining, but it's definitely not a shiny on Dennington today. 1-0 deficit, and really they haven't had a single attack of any note. And the ball's finally got down on the floor in the centre midfield. A good challenge to send it out of play. Steve Fleming throws the ball back to Jack Davis on the right-hand side. And a good throw, well controlled by Jordan Kay. Who's he going to find? Trying to turn his man. The line's just flagging for what reason, I don't know. Apparently the ball had already gone out. So throwing to Highfield now. It's the game is slowing down a little bit now, which probably isn't good for Dennington, who normally rely on a pretty high tempo for their tiki-taka football. And that's a poor ball from Highfield. Paul Franklin, with three touches, just about gets the ball under control, plays it in midfield. Nice ball wide, a little bit too wide, but flash Jordan Kay chases that one. He's going to keep it in. It's not the best pass in the field, and Highfield recover possession. Austin number 9, he lays it off. Nice football, but Bennington win the ball back. And this is a dangerous position for Bennington. Unfortunately, a badly chosen pass there, but I think it looks like an offside has been given against Bennington Town. And Highfield have a comfortable free kick again in their own half. We're about 15 minutes in. And unfortunately, the score at the moment, Bennington Town 0, Highfield Old Boys 1. As the goalkeeper lines up to take this free kick. We await the first dangerous foray into enemy territory for the black and white hordes. And it's a risky back pass, chased down by Dennington, but the goalkeeper, in his own way, and we are back. This is Tara T. Apologies for being cut off again. Slight technological glitch, but again, you haven't missed anything particularly important. Although, I might say you have, because Denny to Town has finally had a threatening shot on goal. A half volley that was eventually deflected tamely wide, but could have been a threat to the Highfield goal. I think that was Tom Stevens who powered that shot in, but Highfield have had a couple of attacks too, well cut out, and as you join me again, it was sliced over the fence and out of play. And then into the throw. And, apologies for any wind disturbance. I'll try and shield myself. Well, still trying to keep an eye on the game. Just stabbed around midfield for a bit. Both teams looking to get their foot on it, impose themselves there. And Tim Spencer moves down the tackle, but he gets the second bite, almost wins it, but Hyde will get the ball back. And it's a right idea, but the ball was badly executed. Just fired that straight through to Barry Debenham. And he rolled it out to Jack Davis. Bit of composed football from the back from Davisville, apparently. But no, Jack Davis launching it upfield. I apologise for thinking that might have been a bit of composed football. Good clear by Paul Franklin. And a stab clear by Martin Gardner. Highfield throw deep in Denison's territory. Down, but should be cleared. And Highfield have control in midfield. They give the ball away. No excuse. Very poor from Paul Franklin. Slice straight out of play. Bennington can't really impose themselves at all on the game at the moment. They look like the heat's affecting them. And possibly the Junior Shield final affecting them. Oh, the ball flicked on into the Bennington half. Oh, tried to be too clever there, or Highfield possibly would have had another shot on goal. Joe Shorts with a good touch. Takes it into danger, but free kick given to Bennington. And Paul Franklin's lined up to take this one. Any lingering threat of it being played short has been eliminated. Looks like Paul Franklin's going to go for good old-fashioned hoof. There we go. Not one of his finest. Scramble again in midfield. Two against one, unfortunately. Highfield get control, and they've got another shot on goal, but Barry Devon will comfortably collect. It's a bit of a P-roller from 25 yards from Highfield. He's clear by Barry Devon, but once again, no challenge at all in the centre mid from Denison Town. And not looking good. Highfield get the foot on the ball again. Denison chasing shadows in the middle there. Played wide. Oh, well turned. Highfield on the attack again, working their way down the left. Can they even get a foot in? They can't. Jockeying well, though. Number 10 has possession turn. Feeds it onto the edge of the box, and the goal scorer tries the same trick again, and this time there's too many men for him to get through. Although they're looking for the cross, they want the cross to be delivered. Highfield, can they get the cross? No, that's a very generous decision, to be fair, for the referee, who could have crossed it. Tried to turn his man, clapped to the ground under pretty weak challenge, and the referee generously given him a free kick, so a chance to have an untempered delivery into the box. Danger. Danger times again for Denison Town. Free kick about 25 yards from goal. They have to have their wits about them, really, to make sure this doesn't sneak in. Barry Debenham needs to be powerful, authoritative. Can he come and claim it? It's high. An excellent claim from Barry Debenham. Snatched off the head of the bold striker at the far post. Bennington breathe again. And Debenham launched it forward.
finally, it was a lucky bounce and then he was in control, but Highford won the ball back. And that play looks well offside, but doesn't challenge for the ball, so the ball's just run straight out for a goal kick to Dennington Town. Thinking of bright spots here, can't really, except maybe some anecdotes from the last time. I truly remember being here with the good old Jeff Wilson Cup. Was it Jeff Wilson? I forget. I believe it was the Jeff Wilson Cup final. It was nighttime kickoff. The floodlights were on, under the looming shadow of the Tesco Metro. And it was a thrilling game. I seem to remember Jerry Fennell getting us out of jail bizarrely, as he normally decides to rule against us, but a dubious free kick that shouldn't have been given was delivered, and Shaggy comically backheaded it into his own net, but bizarrely Jerry Fennell allowed the goal to be disallowed on the line for offside. Not sure how he thought that an opposition player got the last touch, but what a glorious night that was. Although a player who isn't a million miles away at the moment missed what could have been an integral penalty in the shootout, Dennington recovered and Tim Spencer scored the glorious winning penalty to secure the first leg of the glorious 2009 Dennington Town Reserve Double. So that was yesteryear, and this is now, and it's not a nighttime kickoff, it's blazing sunshine, Easter Monday, and Highfield worked their way into the box again. The ball found their hubristic striker on the edge of the box, where he can whip it into the top corner and put it about 10 yards too high. So, goal kick to Dennington Town. He said to the travelling Dennington fans, they're not having a good time of it. They turned up in the hot sunshine. I mean, the best thing at the moment probably is the price of beer, because they haven't seen a lot from their heroes. And the ball's flicked on, and Highfield striker stayed onside. He's thinking a bit wide though. Mark Gunner's dropping it on the right flank here. And a quick 1-2, overplayed slightly. Just about kept him, but Barry definitely got the ball. Lines were flicked anyway as the goal kick to Pennington. Nice idea from Highfield. Strong execution. Number 9, decent player, but clearly not that good. Another clouds upfield, good from Barry. Again, no Dennington challenge on the header. Can't really expect to get much possession if you're not winning those 50-50 challenges. And, Jack Davis, unfortunately, at the moment, but Highfield let Dennington off the hook with a poorly timed long pass straight through to Barry. And history repeating itself. Debenham's clearance, won by Highfield. Ball's been taken down. Nice few little flicks in between themselves and midfield. Dennington chasing shallows again. Number 9 got the ball. What's he going to try this time? He's held the ball up. He's looking for a runner. He's found one. Nice little jink to the outside on the right wing. Martin Gunner needs to make this. He doesn't. And the ball in the centre. And inadvertently intercepted by Tim Spencer more than anything. In the right place at the right time, but not sure he knew much about it. And in the end, Dennington have really gone out of jail without necessarily earning it there. Highfield, with all the ideas, all the craft. Sad sight for those black and white fans at the moment. Barry lines up another goal kick. Give us something to cheer, Dennington. Give us something to cheer. Another clearance. Another. Well, it was a partially challenged header by Jack Davis, and again the ball just found Barry. Never knew again. They're looking for a leader, really. Ball flicked through. Martin Gardner nods, not necessarily calmly, but adeptly back to the goalkeeper. And we're about coming up to the half-hour mark. Dennington Town just with the scoreline of Rangers Town 0, Highfield Old Boys 1. But be calm, you black and white maniac, because there's plenty of time left. And nice play along the right flank by Highfield, number 10, due to time on the ball. Not really enough pressure on the ball from Dennington. No one low takes control. Who's he going to find with this one? Sprayed it wide to Steve Fleming. And Steve Fleming's heart is not good. Highfield goalkeeper comfortably takes control. And the Highfield, with no pressure on the ball at all, look to launch a long ball over the last centre back, and Barry Devon just gets there before number 11. But if he hadn't, no getting to defend him, was even awake for the possibility. Joe Thornton finally gets the ball, but Tim Spencer hounded out by two players. He's got his foot in again, but again, it outnumbered a lovely through ball. But the foul was caught out the Highfield player, and Jack Davis, luckily, was alert and got it back. And Jack Davis now takes control of the right hand side, deep in the Dennington half. Loops one forwards, finds Steve Fleming, but fails. The ball straight back to Rowan Wadlow. Can he make a better fist of it? He found Steve Fleming. He thinks it forward, but it's a shame because we just saw three nice Dennington passes, still a spell of possession. Unfortunately, Spencer couldn't find the final ball, and now Highfield has given away a free kick to Dennington, actually. A little bit of respite. But hopefully that wasn't just a sporadic moment and a sign, in fact, that Dennington might be working their way back into this game. Because they're a long way from being in this game right now. Still, while it's only one goal, if they snatch one before half time, all of a sudden, their mental state, they're rejuvenated. And I'm not sure at all what's happening now. I think the referee has I think what the referee's called an impromptu drinks break, because according to my watch, it's nowhere near half time. So, impromptu drinks break. So one of the Highfield players has chosen to take his shirt off. Surely a yellow card, but referee's allowed it. Maybe it's only a yellow card when it's a celebration of a goal. So the impromptu drinks break over. They're probably taking a dip of whiskey, WKD, return to the field. Hopefully, with lucidate coursing through their veins, ready to launch a potent attack, seize the game by the scruff of the neck before the halftime break. Then again, maybe not. Jack Davis pumps a very deep crossing, and the ball knows it.
From FSN, I'm Catherine Drew. The Syrian army is reported to have launched an attack on the southern city of Deraa, with tanks being used to back up troops. There are unconfirmed reports of casualties in the city where anti-government protests began 5 weeks ago. More than 470 inmates at a prison in southern Afghanistan have escaped through a tunnel hundreds of metres
long. Well, we seem to have lost Aaron. I'm sure he'll be back in just a moment. We'll have a little bit of music until he rejoins us.
Oh my goodness gracious me. apologies again for losing signal there. But what have you missed in a couple of minutes you've been away? Well, a horde of streaking dwarfs invading the pitch. Stadium fell down. Sun exploded in the sky. But otherwise, Dennington Town still 1-0 down. Haven't strung two passes together. And sorely looking for some inspiration before the half-time break. And Tim Spencer wins an excellent 50-50 in the middle of the pitch. Dennington want to throw. Oh, and there's a little bit of urgency there from Dennington, but the ball out of play now for Highfield throw in their own half. Hopefully Dennington can press some men from this throw, because there was definitely a sense of urgency there as they tried to mount an attack. Highfield return the ball into play, and Jack Davis flicks out off the boot of the Highfield man. It's into midfield from Highfield. Nicely swung to the right hand side, and number 11 taken infield. Plays the ball through. Luckily, well read by Martin Gardner. But Highfield win a vital ball in the mid centre midfield. Play the ball through, and the man through on the right hand side, can he find the cross? Yes, he can. And the striker in the middle, too clever for his own good. Rome Wadlow makes a vital challenge as the number 10. I thought he was Chris Hunter an hour and tried to backfill the ball. And we've now got a corner from Highfield Old Boys. Dennington Town has to be on their guard. Surely the ball's well delivered. Barry Debenham claims well after a little bit of a fumble. He's trying to launch a quick counter, but to no one in particular, no one's really sure who Barry saw there. And the ball's gone loose. Of course, Highfield the first to put their foot on it. And it's found its way through to Barry Debenham again. He's picked the ball up. Is he going to look for someone in particular this time? And he's rolled the ball out. And really, this, not many Denton players calling for the ball. Sorely need some leadership here. Highfield win the 50-50 for the umpteenth time. Flick forward, straight through to the goalkeeper again. And to their credit, the two teams have kept the ball in play a great deal more than was evident in the Junior Shield final. Problem is, most of the time it's spent in Barry Debenham's hands, which illustrates exactly the pattern of this game. And Tom Stevens, I think it is, Dennington asking for a free kick right on the edge. And referee keep to their wishes. Finally, have something potentially to cheer about. Free kick in very dangerous territory. It's about 20 yards from goal. Looks like Rowan Wadlow potentially taking it. And players milling around, waiting to see what he's going to do. Fans pleading with Rowan, please, don't clear the church. Please, Rowan, don't hit the wall. Give us something to cheer about. And here we go. And it's a good effort, but as it soared towards the top corner, it was stopped in its tracks by an alert defender. Put it in the ball. It's thrown on the left hand side, then to get the ball back in play. Tim Spencer wants to take it. One in the air by Highfield. Oh, and Martin Gardner's caught his heels. Sorry, Rowan Wadlow even. And the striker's clean through. But Barry Debenham out well. And number 10 couldn't quite get the ball under control. Barry Debenham made the right choice. Flew out. Made his mind up for him. And saved the frantic effort as the number 10 was falling over his own feet. The ball humped towards the right-hand corner flag, rolls straight out of play for Dennington goal kick.
No, no one else did either.
And here we go, both having a lineup for a goal kick. Centon arguing, bickering amongst themselves, unfortunately. Hope you don't hear that out, because it's a bit shameful for a team dying on glory so often to be resorting to that kind of petty name calling and squabbling. And a 50-50 one by Highfield, but Dennington will comfortably see that out. But Steve Fleming's faking it on the right-hand touchline. He's looked to flick it forward, but Dennington have control in the centre of midfield, and here's Tim Spencer. Will he poke it wide? He's poked it wide. Good possession from Dennington. And finally, a purposeful attack down the left-hand side, and Tom Stevens almost got the ball in. Oh, driven a goal by Andy England. And thumped forward. It's got to be one ready by Dennington. Martin Gardner almost wins it, but Dennington come away with it now. Jack Davis, he's been hounded out of possession, but... Oh, and Dennington, more purposeful, but couldn't quite find the right pass at the right time. And the ball, you won't need me to tell you, is once again in Barry Devlin's hands. Approaching half time now. Barry Debenham slices his kick. And Heist will try and keep the ball in and fail miserably. Simpson on their right hand touch line. Ball hoofed forward. Absolutely aimless. Simpson need to dig deep. They'll be desperate to try and snatch something before half time. They certainly haven't deserved anything out of this half. But football's a funny old game. If one could cannon in off somebody's backside, as they say, just before half time, anything can happen in the second half. And just, oh, and another ball finds that roving number 10 for Highfield. But again, he doesn't make the most of it. Roll straight through to Barry Debenham. Highfield in possession again. And the ball flipped forward to the number 9. Oh, and he's got a free man. But again, a bit selfish. He turns and thinks he can crack it in from 20 yards or so. And again, comfortable for Barry Debenham. He launches it upfield. Headed clear by Highfield. Headed back towards Highfield player by Steve Fleming, who now recovers the situation, and it's comfortable possession. Oh, that's because the referee's given something. The referee has given something. He's given... I think the player's down. It looks like another impromptu drinks break. Really, Dennington needs some leadership right now. 1-0 down. A lifetime away from getting anything from this game at the moment. Summon the spirit of Dennington Town. Their past glories. We might have a chance. Slash Jordan Cage on G out the troops. And it looks like the ball might finally be returned back into play and sportingly thrown back to the goalkeeper. So Barry looks to launch it upfield. Joey Thompson's free on the left-hand side if Barry can find him. Barry delivers it to the opposite flank, where it's very crowded and Highfield comfortably win possession. But the ball just finds its way out of play. And the coherence of players disintegrating before our eyes now. The ball is out of play every 5 seconds or so. Number 9 out muscles the last man, plays it back number 10 with a fancy step over. He clearly thinks he's playing in the Premier League, but none of the players are quite on his wavelength, and Dennington clear. Number 10 receives the ball. on the left flank for Highfield. And they're working their way on the edge of Dennington's box. Number nine, is he going to hold up his man? Laid back, well, Dennington needs to get hold of this. Well cleared by Marvin Gardner. Flash Jordan almost gets a foot in, and the ball played through. Oh, and the number 11 wasn't offside in the right. Completely free. Can he find the cross? He has a shot instead, and Barry plays it safe and fisted over the crossbar. Good goalkeeping in the end from Barry. And Highfield bear themselves into the corner just before half time. And to describe this as a disaster, if Bennington was to concede a second, would be understating the fact a little bit. Be closer to a cataclysm in terms of where Bennington stand in this game. Decent delivery. Number six finds it, flicks it on. Well cleared by Steve Fleming. Oh, back post and unbelievable scramble. Barry Debenham saved the day. The ball went across, and I think it might have been Paul Franklin on the goal line with a fantastic goal-saving challenge as it's about to be stabbed in from a yard. That is the stuff that heroes are made of. And that's the most admirable thing we've seen from Dennington all day. It's a certain goal prevented by, apologies if I have got the wrong player here, but it looked like Mr. Paul Franklin. Surely the only player who can come out of this half with his head held high, as a great man once said. We can't be far from half time now. And not sure what's going on. Do Dennington have a corner? They do. Dennington Town have a corner. If you heard that right, they have a corner kick just before the half-time whistle. Could the face of this game be swivelled just before that break? Steve Fleming delivers, and it's low and flat. No. And the referee has decided something's wrong with that. I'm really not sure what the referee's decided there. A foul or... Well, chance is over anyway. Highfield have a free kick. We're expecting the half-time whistle any minute. And Dennington really will not be proud of their efforts in this first half for the majority. And Belter clear. Number two takes control. Not enough pressure again in central midfield from Dennington. And Stevo gets the ball down. Nicely played wide. Steve Fleming looking for a pass. He found one, but unfortunately the ball is not returned to him very well, and Highfield take possession. Oh, but Dennington, dogged determination, won the ball back. Highfield again with possession, pressured well by Tom Stevens, but, and there we go. Half time has been called. Pretty bleak first half, if we're being honest, from Dennington Town. I'll be signing out for a couple of minutes. Half-time score in the Lord Jersey Cup final. Dennington Town 0, Highfield Old Boys 1.